Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
PharmaSure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. PharmaSure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
It's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale. It's at noon on Monday, October 5th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 900 head to sell, including 300 Angus bulls, 500 commercial springbred heifers, and 100 fall calving pairs. For more information or a sale book, you can call the ranch at 1-800-664-3977 or visit the website at www.expressranches.com. The number again, 1-800-664-3977. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's visit about our livestock. It's the kind of ended the week last week. And, well, livestock had a pretty good day to close the week on Friday.
Yes, we did, Dave. Back on Friday, the first seven live cattle and the first seven feeder cattle contracts all closed up their respective daily limits. They also traded limit up the majority of the session on Friday. Now, today, the daily limits will expand to $4.50 for live cattle, $6.75 for the feeder cattle. The upside Friday would seem to be more technically led than anything else, as we really did not have any new fresh fundamentals to turn this market around. Now, in a little bit over a four-month period, the choice box beef price has dropped over $53 to the downside. On Friday, choice box beef was down $2.62. Select box is down $1.82 on a total movement of 184 loads. Cattle kill Friday, 111,000 head. The weekly kill, 574,000. The cash feeder index down once again, this time by 94 cents. Now, Friday's quarterly hog and pig report is being looked upon as mostly a price-neutral report with no real surprises occurring, as most of the numbers were very close to the pre-report estimates. On the close Friday, October live cattle up the $3 limit, October feeder cattle up the $4.50 limit, and December lean hogs 5 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, like the livestock, grains ended up with a pretty good day on Friday as well.
Yes, we did. Friday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive. Many contracts made new highs for the week on Friday. For the week, we did see December corn gain 12 cents, December KC wheat gained 18 cents, and November soybeans gained 22 cents for the week. Now, Wednesday at 11 a.m. is the September 1 quarterly grain stocks report that is expected to show larger stocks than a year ago for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Overnight trading has been mixed, with the best volume occurring in November soybeans. At the moment, December KC wheat is 6.25 cents higher. December corn's up 0.75 cents. November soybeans are trading 3.75 cents lower. December cotton is down 16 points. November crude oil, 96 cents lower. December dollar index is 6 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures, 102 points lower at the moment.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit again tomorrow. Look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.